if people, rural people in those days, made some kind of preparation at home for their own use out of fruit or honey or syrup, what was it called?
Branded fruit.
Branded fruit. All right, does the term homebrew mean anything to you? Have you ever heard it?
Yeah, I've heard homebrew.
You think some people in this region did make homebrew?
Yeah.
In those days? All right. If something is cooking and it makes a very good impression on your nostrils, you say to someone, just...
That smells delicious.
All right. If you crush the cane and boil the juice, you make what out of it?
Syrup.
Now, we don't have maple trees here, at least not maple sugar trees. We have maple trees. But what do you call this kind of liquid that you buy to put on flapjacks? Not cane syrup, but...
Maple syrup.
All right. You might say, well, this isn't imitation maple syrup. It's, and you want to tell me that it's real. You'd say it's...
It's real.
All right, another word for real. Beginning with a G. This is what kind of leather? What kind of gold? Anything that's real, you might say it's what kind of leather?
Genuine.
Non-imitation, all right. All right, if sugar is sold retail, already put up in packages, wholesale it's sold in
book.
All right. Will you say that for me again?
It's sold in book.
All right. What do you call the sweet spread that you make out of apples or other fruit to spread on bread?
Jelly.
All right. What do you have on the table to season your food with?
Salt and pepper.
All right. If you have some apples and a child wants one, he says,
give me an apple.
All right. Very good. It wasn't these boys. It must have been one of
those boys.
Or suppose you are identifying a certain group, you'd say, it wasn't these boys, it was
those boys.
Right. If you're pointing to a tree a way off, you might say, and you want to locate an object that's placed by the tree, you would say it?
Over by the tree.
All right. Not using the word tree, it's over.
Fire.
All right. If something is behind you, you would say it's
behind me.
All right. Using the word there, it's
there.
It's over there. It's
behind there.
No, I don't think you'd say behind me. Let's
back of me.
All right. Now, using the term back and there, it's
backfire.
Very good. All right. I wanted to hear you say the combination. That's exactly right. Do you ever use the term yonder?
Yes.
How would you use it in the sentence?
If somebody came in and said, where can I find your sisters? I'd say, they're over yonder on that table.
All right. Don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
When someone speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to make him repeat it?
I say, what'd you say?
All right. Can you think of anything else you might say?
I'd say, can you repeat that again?
All right. Very good. If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life is really hard on a man that
doesn't have any.
And a man that doesn't have any money at all is very
poor.
Right. If you have a lot of peaches, you say, how do you say I have a lot?
I